Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And here we are on the last day of the year, our final show of the year. So I hope everybody is excited about 2015. In fact, today we're going to be talking about the upcoming energies for the year 2015. This is not necessarily a prediction show. We'll probably do that within the next couple of weeks or so, but we're talking about the energy of 2015 on this show today and what's in store on an energetic level for the planet, our country, and the individuals within it. Of course, you may stay connected with us. Please do. Right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, The Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also join us on Facebook, and you may join us on Twitter. You may. You can email me here on Blog Talk Radio. And, yes, we love to have more of a grow our community of listeners. So please do join us on those sites. 562-596-7818 is Neil's phone number. And, Neil.
Yes.
Are you here?
I'm here.
You know, I do want to say something about a show we did last year on predictions, though we're not doing predictions today, and it was something that I've been waiting for, like I did the year prior. I remember you predicted someone's death, a very famous individual's death, and at the end of the year, Paul Walker died in a car crash. So I'd been waiting all year for this prediction to come to fruition. That was in 2013. Then this year, on our prediction show, you said someone very famous is going to become pregnant with twins, and they're going to be, these twins are going to be watched by, you know, society, and they're going to be very much in the public eye. So again, I waited for this prediction to come true. I was waiting to see who it was, and indeed, Zoe Saldana is pregnant with twins. So just wanted to mention that on the air.
Yeah,
here.
I didn't want to mention names on the radio.
Right, we don't do that.
I just, you know, it's a privacy thing, but...
Well, now, I mean, now that it's public information, we can mention names.
Yeah,
but when you're doing the
can.
Predictions,
no, I'm not.
A little bit more careful.
You know, there are certain areas, I think, when that kind of information come out specifically, but I don't know if that's really the place to do it on a radio show. Those are the two people I met. Paul Walker, the attitude was that they would be a fiery car crash.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, I mean, a lot of actors died. Robin Williams, a lot of famous people died. But
yeah, but it was 2013. We're not talking about this year.
Oh, that was the
yeah,
last
I'm
year.
Saying
oh,
it was a year before that I waited all year long to find out when it was going to occur, and it was like at the tail end of the year. That's what I'm stating. And same thing with the Zoe Saldana pregnancy. I think you were the one who mentioned it to me because you have a client who works with her closely, and so you mentioned it in passing, and I said, oh my goodness, you mentioned that on our prediction show. So I just wanted to point that out to everybody. But today we're not doing predictions. We're talking about the energies of the upcoming year. A lot of people say that, you know, we're moving into a different age, the age of Aquarius, and, you know, we're transforming the planet.
Well, I don't know if I believe that. We have a considerable amount of violence and turmoil in the world at the close of the year, and I don't really. I'm not an advocate of saying that this is the age of Aquarius. I think that there is a certain enlightenment that's going on, and of course there's more open discussion about the attitudes of ghosts and spirits, but this has always been with us. It's just become more popularized, and there's more of an area of conference for it because of the internet and things like that, and the reality shows that are going on. But when we look at our planet, I mean, we've got turmoil all across the whole world, and we have tragedies going on, and I'm a realist as much as I am an optimist and a psychic. And so, yes, indeed, this is going to be a rough year for us coming up. I don't really want to get in today's show about some of those specifics about the more the concerning things that are going to be approaching our planet this year. And everybody, I guess, has their dire predictions that can be made, whether you're a psychic or you're just an armchair analyst, you know, it's just...
Well, I mean, even scientists have predictions.
Scientists, everybody has their ways of looking at life, and whether it's, on a scientific evaluation or a psychic or just an opinion, everyone holds their attitudes. But I'm not going to spend this show doing that. I will say that 2015, though, on a different note, there's going to be a significant amount, believe it or not, a significant amount of births this year. A lot. I mean, every year people are getting pregnant, so it's like, well, this every year people get pregnant. But 2015, there's going to be, I think the population is going to be vastly increased. I just see a lot of births coming, a lot of people getting pregnant. Maybe more in the immediate circles, people are going to be saying, yeah, so-and-so is getting pregnant, so-and-so. And there's going to be more of that topic going on. Statistics-wise, I don't know. I haven't reviewed that, what the statistics were of pregnancies nationwide, worldwide for the planet or for our nation. But I do believe that 2015 is going to be a great outburst of that. So people are going to be there's going to be a lot of marriages. There's going to be a lot of children being born. I think it's one of the big outbursts that are going to be occurring this year that's going to have a tremendous impact prediction-wise. And I think everybody in their small circles are going to be seeing people getting pregnant, mm-hmm. people getting married. So that's going to happen. The other part is that people are going to be publishing more. There's going to be a great influx of publishing. So people are going to be writing books and publishing books and talking about books. I think there's going to be great forms on self-publishing where people are going to be having conventions regarding self-publishing and not just more of the legitimate publishing world where you have your famous authors that come in forums and speak. But this is going to be the world as we have reality TV and every common person has become a star on television, I think we're going to have more of this energy of self-publishing. So if you're planning on writing a book or producing music, this even grows higher in intensity than the previous years where personal notoriety via the internet or whatever it may be has become more of a platform to exposure on that kind of smaller scale level but still reaching a lot of people. So that's going to increase, I think. I will say this. There's going to be a one-eyed individual.
One-eyed individual.
He's going to. Huh. They're going to have. There's going to be one person with this one eye. There's going to be a, where there's a patch on the eye or he's blind in one eye. I think it's a patch. That is going to be very, very significant this year in terms of politics. Now, this person, I don't want to go into too much detail yet, but this person is going to be being a major player ultimately on the political scene, and the person will be known for his one eye. There was, I can't remember the guy in Israel with the one eye. What was his name? Oh, God. You know, I know his name, and it just escapes me right now. But he had a patch on his eye. He was a general, I believe he was, in the Israeli army. Oh, what's his name? I can't remember it. But very famous. It was back in the 60s, 70s. You know, I know his name, and it's just escaping my tongue right now. But that's not who I mean.
Moshe Dayan?
Yeah. Did he have a patch?
He had a patch.
Yeah,
he lost
exactly.
His eye.
Yeah. And I, shame on me. I knew his name, and I just couldn't remember it. But
we'll whip you after the show.
Yeah. But that's not what I mean. This is going to be gripping the United States.
Okay.
And this is going to come up, so we want to look for that. And I'll give more details about that later as the events occur. But that's going to be kind of an interesting thing. Also, there's going to be, well, I don't, you know, I'm starting to get into the idea of a bigger, broader broadcast of what's happening on the planet.
Uh-huh.
But I will say there's going to be a major event at one of our high summits, at one of
yeah,
our high mountains.
Yeah, you are getting into more
yeah,
of the predictions.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Know,
I'm starting to get the bug
okay,
and talk
ahead.
About these things. But there's, I'm not going to name it yet because I don't want to go into too many details, but at the top of a major mountain range, there's going to be a major disaster. And it's going to be make world news.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't want to go into too many details about that at the moment because I just I don't know. That's not really what this show was geared towards. We were trying to get into a little domestic present. That's going to be a lot of births and pregnancies and marriages and people self-publishing and writing and music. If you are planning on doing something creatively, 2015 is the year to do it. This is the year, the birth year of creativity. I just don't mean creativity. In a way, pregnancies are that way, too.
Well, yeah, so, because it's creation. I mean, at the
yeah. And this is a significant
level.
Year. I don't want to talk about how close we're getting to some major world events that are going to change the face of our planet. In terms of the human condition, if you will,
mm-hmm.
but we are entering a phase where the people who are going to be born in the year 2015 are going to be playing a major part of that energy. Now, there's also one of the major things about this is gets more science fictiony. Children between the ages around 7 and 12, they're going to be astounding in their intelligence. And what they come up with.
Well, you're talking about children that are already
born
on the planet.
But the ones that are born that will approach the age of between 7 and 12, children of that age, they're going to be seem like they're from another planet.
Right now, the children that are between 7 and 12 in this upcoming year, is what you're saying?
Well, the children born this year.
So this year, when
they
become 7
and 12, there's going to be an astounding. An astounding occurrence of children's intelligence. I think children are going to be impacted by other forces in the universe, and they're going to be talking about deep secrets. So we're going to be having probably about 7 years from now. So, but they're born this year.
So
these kids are going to be on TV talking about other planets and getting information, and we're going to be using these children as sources of information that's coming from realms way beyond ours.
So what I'm wondering about these children is, are they first-time visitors to the Earth? Are these people that don't have a ton of karma, or are they people that have had
no,
many journeys?
I believe that the seed of some of these children is not totally human.
Right. That's
this is not a human seed.
To,
this
but.
Is an integral. This is a cosmic energy where there is people. One of the craziest positions that I could take probably on the radio is I'm saying that there are aliens walking among us.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that sounds nutty. I understand that. But I do believe that there are aliens at this moment in time walking on our planet in human form. Now, some of these aliens are indeed impregnating the human population, and the seed of their energy is getting intermingled with the human DNA, and there's going to be a great advancement of intelligence that will, in about the year, probably around the 2022, as we look at that year, that really gets significant. But what's going to be very, very connected to that are that the children that are born in 2015 are going to hold a lot of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, it's there was a movie called Village of the Damned where all it was called the Sterile Cuckoo, I think. There's something about the cuckoo or something, but it was made into a movie. The first movie was made, I think, in the 60s. And this population, this town, everybody fell asleep, and a lot of the women were impregnated by this alien force, and they gave birth to alien children. I mean, it's not going to be like that, but there is going to be a seeding of children's energy. There's going to be a seeding of the female population, I believe.
What's the greater reason for that, before we get to our callers, which we're going to do in just a second?
The bridge between our communication and otherworldly communications
mm-hmm.
is going to vastly increase, and this is coming up. This is going to make great news. I think we're about 7 years away from the total impact of it, but...
We're going to start... I mean, there are plenty of people that question whether there's life
mm-hmm.
in other dimensions, but it's going to become more a part of our daily existence. There are going to be more signs in our day-to-day lives that there's communication with other people.
The obscure interpretation there in the Bible, it says there were giants, and in the book of Genesis, there were giants in the earth,
mm-hmm.
and they were mating with human beings. You know, and we look at some of the depictions and the drawings and the pictures of one-eyed individuals on the cave drawings, where there was, the more of the primitive intelligence of the human beings was somewhat more connected to cosmic consciousness, and the element that invaders or visitors from other planets did inspire human beings in the course of the early advancements of time in the pyramids and such things. And so that element, they're coming back. There's a great reunion of that energy. And so we're going to be seeing a lot of these highly intelligent children that will be giving information that will seem to come from another world. It's going to be very, very advanced. And it just won't be one child. It won't be two children. There'll be forms. These children will meet in forms. There'll be thousands of them in about 7 years' time.
Okay.
So it's interesting. I know we're getting off the topic. There's so much to talk about in terms of predictions that, you know, just to make some specific predictions about 2015, I kind of got off the edge there. But
that's okay. Well, we can continue on Monday. But let's get to some of our callers now, shall we? And we have a caller from 225 area code. We'll bring them on right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I don't know if you can get closer to your receiver, but you're kind of echoing. It's a little bit challenging to hear you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Is that better? My name is Kim.
Kim. Okay. Hi. And where are you calling from, Kim?
Louisiana.
Okay, and your birth date, please.
7/11/66.
All righty. Have we spoken with you before, 7/19?
A while back, I think.
I remember you. Okay, and what's going on?
I have a question about my eyes, actually. I have something going on with my eyes, and just wondering if you could... pick up anything. I don't know if that's a normal question, but...
Well, you can ask anything you want, so, yeah, no problem.
With your eyes, is there any twitching or blurriness going on, or...
Blurriness?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Kim, of course, I've got to start off by saying I'm not a doctor. I can't give medical advice. It's against the law. It's illegal. I can't do that. What I can do is psychically just give you impressions. and thoughts and mm-hmm. and design my content of my speech around the fact that I'm just a psychic or an intuitive and just giving you opinions, but I cannot give, you know, to go to what your condition is, go to a doctor, let them talk to you. But if you want an opinion,
I've been to a doctor.
Oh, and they said they don't see anything.
It's just they say it's just severe dry eyes.
Severe dry eyes. Yeah, you know, a severe dry eye, sometimes things
Restasis.
Like that can be...
Restasis for severe dry eye. See, I'm programmed from watching commercials.
Yeah.
that's going to be an option. But, you know, I just thought I would ask
no,
and see.
No, let me tell you what my inner dialogue here that I can converse with you on that's totally appropriate and safe. But the other element is there... I just question, is there any diabetes in your family?
Maybe way back, not anyone close.
Yeah. Okay, because that's just, I'm sure that's the doctor's departments. But I'm going to tell you something, Kim. Your question was connected to me around 5 o'clock in the morning today because I knew that someone was going to ask me about their eyes or dry eyes or something like that. I knew they were going to ask me that, and I was thinking, okay. And I even, this morning, I even put water in my eyes because I started getting paranoid. There's a certain depletion that I'm picking up that is happening in your life that's moving into your body system. So let me ask you just real quickly, Kim, in your lifetime, you're 48, has there been any divorces or the loss of anyone that was really dear to you and it left a severe mark on your psyche?
I've been divorced for 5 years.
Okay. So now that divorce, what I'm approaching, Kim, is I'm taking the energy of that experience in your life and I'm shifting it and moving it over to the energy of your body. Now, logically, you're going to say there's no connection between my divorce and what's going on with my eyes. And you're absolutely right, logically. I'm talking about energetically, there's something to do with the big package of your journey on this planet where the two are correlated. So it has to do with kind of... I know it happened 5 years ago. You got divorced. In that divorce, Kim, did you suffer any other kind of loss? Like some people, women will say, you know, I was really ruined financially. My children separated, or was it a divorce that was friendly, if you will?
It was okay. Probably not the best, but not the worst.
Mm-hmm. And you have two children?
It was pretty traumatic. I have two children.
Yeah, I'm picking up two children. So while I'm moving through this, Kim, I'm deep diving through your energy, and I'm trying to figure out what's connected to this eye blurriness problem. So what I'm doing is I'm going inside your psyche to kind of move through there because I'm picking up the divorce and the two children. And I'm coming back with those pieces to analyze how it's affecting the blurriness in your eye. And I'm getting to something about a grandmother that crossed over. So there's something about a grandmother that's crossed over. And around that grandmother's life, there was an alcohol-related problem that she was exposed to in her environment. So, you know, we've got a lot of callers, but what I'm experiencing, Kim, is that your eye blurriness problem is connected to something karmically that has some basis to help explain what's going on in just the very sheer fact that you're manifesting it as blurriness in your eyes. So there's something deep going on there. And did you have a grandmother that crossed over you were close to, and was there any alcohol-related problems in her side of the family?
Her husband.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where we begin the story, Kim.
She had immaculate degeneration.
Macular degeneration.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it, but...
Yeah, there we go, Kim. So that's where the story starts. And, you know, it doesn't end there, but that's where it starts.
Okay, mm-hmm. Kim.
Okay.
We've got a lot
well,
of...
thank you. I know.
But, you know, lots of validations there. And you're always welcome to call the show again, or you can reach out to Neil directly, 562-596-7818. We've got tons of callers, Neil, and not a ton of time, but we're going to get to everybody, so we're going to keep the readings fairly condensed. 646, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you? Who's this, please?
This is Tony from New York.
Tony, New York. Hi, Tony. And what's your birth date? And can you speak up? It's hard to hear you.
Okay, it's 6:30, 7:00.
6:30, 7:00. All righty.
And I think the Tonys do come from New York.
Yeah, they do. And what's your question, Tony?
Yeah, my question was basically centering on career. I was trying to figure out if I should take a job that I recently started or possibly go back to one that I had recently left, which, you know, is prepared to make a better offer.
Okay.
Well, you know, Tony, just on a side note, this is just a side note. Who is musically inclined in your family, or who's the music talent?
I will just say that a lot of times if I call a show, people tell me that there's like, you know, that they pick up a lot of music around me. So I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So people said that about you. It's a past life. Okay, I'm getting a past life energy. So I got to think about that. So you've got a job right now, and then the old job is beckoning you back to help you come back with better pay. Is that it?
That is correct.
And are you right now at the new job, are you disturbed with anyone there? Is there anyone there that you're not comfortable with? I'm sorry?
Not really, just because I just kind of started it, so I really haven't met anybody like that yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, my inclination, are you happy with where you're working? Are you content? Is it pay good?
It's okay. I mean, like, you know, the other one would pay more, but, you know, the other one is a, you know, bit of a more of a journey to get there. But, you know, I was just wondering, you know, was it worth going back to? Because at the other job, it wasn't like the you know, the people there were a problem either. It was more just the distance at the time and the fact that I was, I guess, paying for transportation fees, which, you know, with the new proposed increase would be taken care of, and then some, you know.
Yeah. Here's my thought, Tony. And the fortunate part is there's nothing in my answer that is demanding that you have to do it in terms of my attitude of karma or transcendence or safety. But my suggestion is to go back to the job where they're offering you more pay. That's my suggestion. That's my gut feeling if I were to really have to choose between the two. And even though there may be more time and expense in the transportation, which they're taking care of, are we talking about maybe 20, 25 more minutes that it takes you to get to work there than the other place?
Probably a solid hour. I would say like a solid hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, a little bit longer than I anticipated. How long does it take you to get to your current job?
About an hour.
Oh, so you have a long distance to get to both jobs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an hour is pretty much, I guess, standard for where you know, I live in, you know, being in Brooklyn, getting to the city, it's usually like an hour. It's a standard, so I'm kind of like used to an hour, you know.
Well, right now, Tony, just for the radio, for the sake of doing a reading on the radio, my feeling is that to go back to the first job, that's my feeling. There may be more. I don't know, maybe more time would help me to analyze it better, but that's what I'm resting on to help you just in the immediacy of giving you a reading on the radio. It
okay.
seems like to go back would be the more appropriate level, but that's open to interpretation still.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll take that.
All right, Tony. Well, thanks for your call and Happy New Year. Tony,
Happy New Year to both.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Tony,
take care.
Well, you too. 562-596-7818. And what I want to say before we move on to our next caller, Neil, is that I do not endorse prescriptions, medication, but, you know, they have that ad about dry eyes. And
oh, yeah, you've got to be careful.
No,
yeah,
oh, yeah, and I mean, I'm not someone who is a big fan of Western medicine. Of course, it's great, you know, when you're in an accident or, you know, you've got some serious illness, but there's a lot of alternative methods to caring for one's health. I'm not a big pill popper.
Oh, okay.
What? 914 area code.
Oh. Hi, Melissa from New York.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Well, the baby has been in the hospital now for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And because they said that her heart is 25%, so it's no good at all. And
all right.
So now she's on, she had a near-death experience in the operating room.
Right.
So now she's just waiting for her heart. So now she's on a breathing tube and just waiting.
Oh, God.
And I just called to say if y'all can just pray for her.
Oh, yeah.
So the heart, it decreased, the capacity of the heart decreased?
821.83.
Yeah, it decreased. Mm-hmm. All because she had got a cold. And the cold completely.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Well, and so this is your, how old is the baby?
She just turned 11 months yesterday.
For a year.
Okay. And do the doctors, have they said there's really no hope, or they say there's still hope?
They're saying it's hope, but the doctor's saying that she thinks maybe it's going to take a little bit longer for her to get it.
I had a mixture of energy for you, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to live, and she's going to pull through. Now, part of that, I think, is my heart and my compassion could be compelling me to say that, but I'm still resting on it as a kind of prediction, not total prediction, but it's
mm-hmm.
just not my hope and prayer. I get a feeling she's going to come out of this.
I hope so.
What's the birth date of the baby?
January 30th, 2014.
She's like a 1 or a 2, I remember, but I don't have the...
11-2. Well, she's got, and she's 11 months?
Yeah, she just turned 11 months yesterday.
Her master number is 11 equals 2, and she's now 11 months, so that's why she's having a crisis now.
Mm-hmm.
So my attitude is that, and she's got a 0 in her day, so yes, indeed, we're faced with a lot of dark karma that this baby's
mm-hmm.
going through. But I'm inclined to say that she gets past this, and what she's actually going through is a death that occurred, and so she's going through those motions now that occurred in a past life, so she has to go through those energies again, and once that's done, she moves forward and gets past the crisis and then develops her life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. That's my theory at the moment. Let's hope it sticks.
Yeah. It must be really challenging for you going through this as
a mother. Very, very, very much. I mean, she's on the list, but it's, you know, I pray, but at the same time, I have to pray for the person's child that's going to, you know.
Yeah. I'm a great believer in angelic intervention, big, big time believer. So we're going to put that energy out. I have a feeling at the 11th month time, she's going through a karma, and that it's going to get, she'll get past it and move forward. So, and is there any other brother? Does she have a brother or anything like that? Just one child so far?
Yeah, it's I have just one child. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think in time she's going to have a brother. Are you planning at some point to have another child?
No, because I realize she's going through so much. I can't see myself trying to make another child go through anything else, you know.
Well, let's wait on that. But
yeah.
But let's end it here right now for the time being, because I
mm-hmm.
have a feeling that she's going to survive this.
Thank
okay,
you.
Melissa. We'll keep putting out prayers for you, and you can always get in touch with me via our...
What's her birth date again?
What's your birth date again, Melissa?
August 21st, 1983.
Yeah, I had it, and she's 32.5. Okay, so we're just doing that for our notes.
Yeah,
but
she's an 11 in her month and day.
Yeah, I know. I know that already. So, yeah, keep us posted. You can always email me here on Blog Talk Radio, or, you know, I can give you my personal email address, and keep us in the loop, or call the show again for sure. But we'll keep.
Oh, I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Well, she's been calling our show since the beginning. So
yeah.
She got pregnant in the midst of the show. I
mm-hmm.
remember everything.
Well,
with
you know,
it.
We gotta. You know, I believe in prayer and strength and angels. They intervene, they can intervene, especially prayer compels them to.
Right.
So,
all right. Let's bring on our next caller. We have Deanna, 11-8-49. Good morning. Did I not click?
I love what you just said about angels are compelled by prayer. That's wonderful.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm listening to Melissa and love her. You know, everything's going to be great.
We hope so. We hope so. Deanna, do you have a question?
Anything that comes to mind about the beginning of the year, early 2015?
It's 11-8-49, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I remember.
8, 9, 10, 20,
she's 33.6.
Yeah, 33.6. And her question was about the beginning.
Just anything that comes up.
Anything that comes
yeah.
up earth in the earth energy. Well, let's see. 2014, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 5, and 65 years old. Okay. So, this is a big year for you. 65 is an 11, which is synonymous, which is connected to your month. So it's a rebirth year for you. I think.
Thank you.
Birth for you, and not only that, but between 65 and 66, it continues through the age of 66. So there's going to be some form of rebirth in your energy. Now, rebirth for you is going to have to do with communication, heart, and the elements of those themes. Communication in the heart energy, and that's going to help bridge you to a higher essence of life. So I know from our history, Deanna, you're an advocate of language and interpretation and translation.
Communication, yeah, communication.
And so this is going to take a different kind of shifting gear, but this year there's going to be something that where communication promotes your well-being. Now it's going to be on maybe a more intimate one-on-one connection, but I think that there's going to be something that impacts you where you could look back and say the year that I was 65, 66, I experienced a level of heightened energy due to communication. So you're going to probably encounter somebody, Deanna, that is going to help you in that motion. There might be something to do with Spain that comes up out of the blue. It just pops in like out of a side door, but it has to do with Spain. That might you might meet somebody from Spain, or there might be some Spanish influence. And I'm talking more specifically about Spain than Mexico. So I'm dealing something about that. There seems to be something very strong there. It could be from a past life that's coming in. The person could have moved through time and is emerging from Spain for some specific reason. But that will be a clue to you that when someone from Spain or someone that's Spanish enters your life, that's the indication that you're moving closer and closer towards this theme of this kind of rebirth that you're going to be hitting.
Thank you, Neil. I want to tell you, I remember that movie, The Village of the Damned. Unforgettable. It was really very impactful.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
The
first one. It was black and white.
It was black and white. George Sanders, an old actor, was in it. And, yeah, it was a scary film.
Very.
Okay, Brianna. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Before you say anything else, love you. Thank you. Happy 2015, Kristen. Happy 2015, Neil. Happy 2015, Melissa, and everybody that listens to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you for supporting our show.
Appreciate it very much.
You're in.
Hey. Oh, I cut her off. What? I'm sorry. I want you to get that last bit in. What did you say?
I said you are intelligent.
Well, we try. So are you.
You are. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Well, we try.
We do. Okay. My goodness. We have got so many callers. My goodness. All right. So we've got about 17 minutes. Maybe we'll go a little over so we can accommodate everyone. 916 is next, then 402. Then we have 770, and then we have a call from 270. So we're very much trying to get everybody in here. 916, good morning.
Hi, my name is Alexandria.
Hi, Alexandria.
Hi.
You're from California.
Oh, sorry.
I think, if I'm recognizing that area code correctly.
Yes, I am from California.
Yes, I know where you're at. Okay. We're in California, too. Different part of the state. But what's your birthday?
Oh. My birthday is January 2nd, 1987. So my birthday's coming up in a couple of days.
Okay. Happy birthday. Yes, it is.
Well, thank you.
Exciting time of the year to be born. And what is your question, Alexandria?
Well, this last year has been absolutely horrible with finances, arguments with, you know, my spouse, going through depression and stuff like this. And now, you know, I am a psychic medium myself.
Okay.
And I'm just not being supported. And so I just don't feel like I'm doing the right thing, and I think that I'm doing the right thing, and I just want to know if things will just get better with the money situation and if I am actually going in the right direction.
Okay. All righty.
Well,
wow, she's right at her.
Yeah. This year it changes, Alexandria. Your karma, you're compounded, so you're a 28-10-1 in numerology, and the 28 in this case is going to be a major change in your year. And also notice that you have a 2 in your day and an 8 in your year, and that's at the turn of your crossover. So 28 is the year of change. Mm-hmm. Now, that year of change is going to be very demanding on you. There's going to be some really hard life choices to make, because you decide, what do I carry with me that I could consider that's transcendent, that's going to promote my higher being? And what do I, even if it's hard, that does not nurture and celebrate my higher being? So you're going to have to make some hardcore decisions as to where you want to place yourself in terms of your environment and the people in it, as to what you want to take with you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't transcend into the age of 28 and bring along some problems with you. Undoubtedly, you can, and maybe they can manifest into something more powerful.
Okay.
But what we would have to do there, Alexandra, is analyze the birth date of your spouse. We can't do that on the air today. I'd have to look at some specifics in terms of the quality of the relationship. You do come into money starting in the age of 28, so I can see a change shifting there for you. But I think what the problem is that we have to look deeply at how to release yourself from some karma that you've been carrying from other past lives. So there's an attitude of cleansing that has to be done. And that would, you know, that's not a difficult thing, but it does demand some form of analysis, investigation, and then release.
Hmm. Yeah, I know my past lives, and I know I wasn't a great person. So,
well, there can be changes about that. Is there, who has the tattoo around the ankle around you?
Well, my spouse has it on his calf.
Oh, it's there.
That's it.
So, Okay. The tattoo on the calf. Uh-huh. Well, you know, what happens here, Alexandra, is that we have to go more into the depth and analyze the best way to bring you to your transcendence. But there's a beginning here, at least in dialogue. Your baby comes to me, I think.
So, yeah, the baby.
You're always welcome to call our show again, or you can reach Neil directly. You know, we do try to get to everybody that calls in. So that's kind of how we work it. Some days are slower than others. Today is one of those busy days.
Oh,
but
yeah. I have my own show. I know how it is.
Okay, what's that? What's the show?
It's called The Spiritual Intuitive Chat.
Oh, great.
And I'm doing free pendulum readings at 12:30 today.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll have a chance to listen to that. And Neil's number is 562-596-7818. We wish you a very happy new year, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. So 402-770 and then 270. So we've got 12 minutes. We're probably going to have to go a little over, if that's okay with you, Neil.
How many
to reach
do we
everybody?
Have left?
3. 12 minutes and 3 people.
Okay, and then we cut off there. Okay.
After that, yeah. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, who's this?
This is Sharon. It's the first time I've called.
Welcome, Sharon. And where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
All right, and what is your birth date?
8/31/57.
3157. And what brings you to our show, Sharon?
Well, the reputation and...
Reputation. We have a reputation. That's good.
Yeah. As long as it's a good one, yes. I'm having trouble with mine, but...
Sorry to hear that. So what's going on?
Yeah. That's kind of really... what's going on. I've had a lot of slander and lies that have just ballooned into a lot of problems.
That's a rough element to deal with.
It really is. That's always
never feel good to be talked about in a negative way. Neil?
Well, you know, Sharon, the quality of human emotions and interpersonal relationships gets somewhat out of hand sometimes when we're dealing with karma and we're dealing with love and we're dealing with people who don't quite understand the deeper dynamics of compassion and understanding. People tend to judge and come up with immediate reasons for why, you know, what we do wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, because I want to...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I understand your journey without going into deep details on the air. Sharon, you're 57 years old and you were born 57. Your master number is 7/34, and that is a person of spiritual standing. And I do believe you have spiritual standing. So first of all, in spite of what you're going through and whatever forces there be that has some claim to judging you, whatever you want to call it that, I'm standing
right.
as your defender in this case. And I don't need to hear about the details on the air. I don't think this is the appropriate platform to express details on the air, but I do believe that what you're doing has a certain karma that's significant in the deeper analysis of what you're going through and the judgment levels that you're experiencing and the kind of maliciousness that's being spread about you is, to me, not well-founded. Not well-founded in the course of what has integrity, because I do believe you have integrity. And I do believe that you
right.
have a sense of responsibility and that you're a person that can experience guilt. So you're not this terrible person that you're being profiled as being. I don't believe that, and I'm basing this on my own psychic analysis of you. So to me, I mean, there's going to be some brief. It's interesting because when I get into your case, Sharon, somewhere along the line, I'm seeing an attorney. I'm not seeing an attorney. I mean, I'm seeing an attorney, but I'm not going to one. There's
mm-hmm.
an attorney involved somewhere. Are there any attorneys? Have you ever had to use an attorney anywhere in your lifetime?
Yes. My daughter's an attorney in New York, but she just can't help me with this. I've got a very sick grandson, you know, and she's across the country, and she's overwhelmed herself with children and...
Yeah, but you see, the fact that I saw an attorney around you and your daughter's an attorney, that's my psychic connection.
Right.
That's what I'm connecting
yes.
to you as I approach you as a human being and start to feel your energy and what you're going through. So there is some hope here. I don't have time to go into details. I've got my attitude about you. Best I can do on the radio is put out a extraordinary prayer for you. If you want, we could talk more at length at some other platform. But if we don't do that, I'll certainly put out a noble effort to assist you through the prayer world and go from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can't really see an outcome for me, or...
Well, the problem with the outcome, Sharon, right now it's hard to gauge the outcome because I would have to use it as a percentage level. I would say right now there's a 60% level of a positive outcome, but that can be increased or it can go down to 40%. I know I'm talking in figure language, but there's a way
right.
to move this into the advantage of a positive outcome. But it's going to take some effort. For me as a psychic, I'd have to get into the meat of it. I will say
right.
to you, though, that I think that there is probably some effort that can be established whereby the ultimate solution to this is going to be positive. But there's something about it. I don't know. Somewhere down deeper in the line, there's something about Catholicism here, and I don't know where that's coming from yet, but there's something...
I'm Catholic.
Oh, you're Catholic. Okay, so I've got you.
Yeah.
I've got a zone on you, and
right.
I just don't have time to go into more depth, but I know that the energy between us is already being established, and I'm going to put out a prayer for positive result.
I thank you very much.
And
you're welcome.
You were going to say something?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you. I'm very grateful. And, you know, you're absolutely right, because my good name and my integrity has always been number one, you know?
Well, it's definitely
worth
our investigation, Sharon. Unfortunately, today on the radio, we're out of time. We've got two other
sure.
callers and 5 minutes left on the show. But, give Neil a call, 562-596-7818, and you're certainly in our prayers, and I know Neil's going to be putting out that energy for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You
Happy New Year.
You too. You too. Okay. 770 and then 270. So we'll probably have to take a little break to close the show in between. Good morning.
We have two people left.
Yeah. 770.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. 1745.
Yes. My question is, my ex-husband, I asked him once about, there was a house left behind in the divorce contract. It says that if he ever sells the house, I would get a portion of the money. So I don't feel that he's going to sell it because he's remarried and it's a house that he has cash, he's getting cash flow from. He rents the house out. So I want to know, should I ask him again? Because the first time I asked him, he said, are you crazy? Da, da, da. But his birthday is 9/14/37. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we're here. 9/14/37. And I'm 37 sorry.
37 or 47?
No, 37. 3. 37.
Yeah. 10/14/24/34. Well, you know,
hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
And so this has to do with the, go really quickly, go through that again, because I'm trying to get the vibration of your voice, not just the information. So
I said that there was a house left behind. In my divorce decree, it says that if he ever sells the house, I would get a portion of the money. But my husband is remarried for almost 10 years now. And I want him to buy me, see if he would give me a buyout, because I'm looking to more money in my pocket. And I asked him once this past year, he asked me, was I crazy, that it was all over with. But I got my papers, and it is in there, divorce decree. And so I was thinking about asking him again because I want my money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the attitude of educating him and enlightening him about the legalities regarding the sale of the house and your fair share in it, you might need an attorney to really look at that with a fine-tooth comb to see what the conditions are. So I can't instruct you on that level, except to say that you might need an attorney to really understand the time limits or whatever it is in terms of that, in that settlement. But I will say this. I will say this, Maddie. I'm seeing something. There's equity in the home?
I'm quite sure, yes. I've been away from the home almost 19 years. I'm quite sure that equity has built up, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Right now, I'm seeing something about a 60. I don't rest on this alone, but I'm seeing something about a $60,000. So there's something.
Pardon?
I'm seeing something about a $60,000 figure. Is the first note that I'm seeing. That's not the final note, but I'm seeing something about that. So in a deep reading, we'd have to analyze what does $60,000 mean to you. I'd have to figure out where it's coming from. You know, that could be in savings, it could be in equity, it could be an inheritance. We'd have to look at that, Maddie, because that seems to be coming in a little bit. Does that currently make any sense to you?
No, not $60,000, but I would love to have it.
Yeah, well, Maddie, were you expecting to get more than that or less than that?
I did an investment back in 97 to help this guy. It's a long story. And that was, that money has not came in yet, but it's supposed to be in the 100,000 figure.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe once you pay off everybody or whatever it is, you might end up with 60.
Okay, I need to close the show. So for those of you that are listening,
so you don't see. So you don't see with his birthday. You don't see what he would do or not.
I hold on. I need to close the show.
Hold on, please.
Okay. We're back on the air on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, Neil. We need to wrap this up to get to the next caller.
Maddie, you know, what I'm seeing is that there's some possibility, but I can't really go into in-depth on the radio. There is possibly something there that your ex-husband, it's been 10 years, but your ex-husband might be enlightened to pay you off, but there's going to probably be some attorney intervention needed.
Okay.
So that's where you need to go first, and just my gut reaction to your question.
All right. Okay, Neil, we've got one more caller that we're going to take, 270 area code. Good morning, 270.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, no problem. We wanted to get you in. What's your name?
Thank you so much. My name is Paula.
Hi, Paula. And where are you calling from, and what's your birth date?
I'm calling from Kentucky, and my birth date is 3/4/48.
3/4/48. Okay. Kentucky. We don't get too many Kentuckians on the show. 7/17. Well, she's...
Burt Lancaster was in a movie called The Kentuckian.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about it, but then again, I don't watch a lot of movies. 29/11/2, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what's your question, Paula?
Well, I know that you're short of time, so I'll try to be brief. I've been dealing with a corporation for several years. And it has to do with property. They offered a neighbor who owns property $3 million for his, and they have told me to have my home salvaged, donate the materials, and give the land itself to the corporation, which, of course, I'm not going to do. There are a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes illegal things that are going on, and I'm not sure how to proceed with this. This has been going on for several years. They've done a lot of damage to my property to force me out of here, and a lot of physical damage to me.
Mm.
Terrible.
Well, do you have an attorney?
Well, the problem is that this is a small town, and the attorneys and media and so forth are in the pocket of the corporation.
Well,
it's very difficult.
Yeah, very difficult. And you have property that they want to give you $2 million and push you out so they could have the land.
Well, they don't want to give me anything. They just have been trying to push me out.
Oh, they don't want to give you anything? I thought you said $2 million. They gave one
$3
million.
No, the neighbor. They offered $3 million to the neighbor. They told me I should donate the land to the corporation, which is a nonprofit.
Well, so do you own the home and the land it stands on? Yeah.
Yeah.
So and they're harassing you to and making life difficult for you because it's a small town. They have this unchecked power.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They use drones to cut a hole. They use drones to cut a hole in my roof. I have proof of all of this, but I can't find anybody here to represent me, and
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Well, you need to find an advocate. You need to find a very intelligent, compassionate representative of the legal system that would see this as a gross illegal action and take your case on. You know, you're going to have a problem because of districts and jurisdictions, but you might be able to, I have a feeling you're going to need some legal action. And if you have the ability to afford an attorney that would consider jumping across the lines, so to speak, and defend you, that's going to be what you need because you need some legal representation to help you since the town itself is corrupt and even the people that might side with you might have their hands tied just because of bureaucracy or other forms. You know,
I, you know, is it worth it just to give in? No, I would fight for this, Paula.
Thank you. I agree with you, and it's a matter of principle and integrity for me. This is a horrible thing for me to be going through, and I know that people elsewhere are dealing with the same kinds of situations.
Well, these big corporations.
So I feel that it's my sort of a karmic requirement for me to see this through. It's just that I have not been able to hook up with those people who can help me. I don't know if they're in Hollywood. George Clooney and his wife are from Kentucky. You know, I don't know where to go.
They aren't in the business of recommending attorneys to you or anything like that.
No, but they are in the business of screenplays. This is a huge story. It involves the government and secret dealings and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, there's no harm in contacting his management and putting a story across. You're not going to be able to get to him. In terms of all these dramatic stories, you and an attorney in Hollywood, you know, I think that's what I'm getting is you need to find somebody in somewhere of your surrounding area that is more in tune of feeling a compassion for your establishment in the state of Kentucky itself and your location, and because he loves the state so much and is a bureaucratic fighter against the system when they infringe upon the rights of individuals, that's where you need to go. So you need to find a very strong advocate in the legal system within your state is where I'd go first. And
is that what you're getting, or is that coming from your intellect?
That's what I'm getting.
Psychically.
Okay,
that's
all right. And
my
are you getting a name? Because I've looked, believe me, this is going on since 2004.
Yeah, well,
and
tell me,
what's
going on with 18 years? What's been going on in the 18 years ago? What started then?
What year would that have been 18 years ago?
1896, correct? 14, it's 15, well, 1997, because it's going to be 2015, that's 18 years.
96.
And I'm sorry, what year was that?
1996, 1997.
Well, I'm not sure what was going on 18 years ago.
You're 66 now, so you would have been 48.
Okay. Well, I was doing a lot of things. I was teaching. I was doing healing on an Indian reservation up in Canada during that time. I was writing books. I was doing research on suicide, just involved in raising two children.
Got it. I notice now when I look at that, you were 48 then and you were born in the year 48, so I'm just noticing
correct.
That now. 29-11-2s usually have trouble in their life. No, this is something you can fight and get them off your back, I believe. So I understand you're looking for a name. The only what right now as you know, you're conscious of Indian energy, so we're talking about the trail, the guide and the trail. One mark along the trail is the name Mark. There's somebody named Mark that might bring some light to your situation, and that's where you have to look for as a name first.
Okay.
And then use that as a mark, as a landmark to get you to your next to the next route along your trail. But you got to go to the name Mark. Has there ever been any Marks in your life?
Well, there's a wonderful man named Mark who lives in Michigan who's been a longtime friend of mine. A longtime friend.
Okay, so that's the beginning of our process, and I'd have to go into more depth about that, Paula. But I would analyze the quality of that energy and see where that's going, and then move it forward. But that's my first clue to you so far.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that. Now, he's in Michigan. He's not in Kentucky.
I understand that. I'm not saying that Mark's going to represent you. I'm just saying that there might be some karma between you and Mark that helps me to understand how to get to the Kentucky connection.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm taking my journey over to him for a minute, and I would analyze that in more depth and then come back to Kentucky to decide what it all meant.
In my
interpretive approach to this.
All right. So there, you have a number published on the website?
Paula? There is a number published. The website, the website has the phone number. The phone number is also on our Blog Talk Radio profile, but
right.
I can give it to you as well. Because, you know, a lot of times this is a complex issue for sure. And, you know,
it really
sometimes
is, yes.
Reading on the radio may solve the problem, but for this, it definitely would take more work, I think, for Neil to get this moving for you, and it's very possible that that could happen. So I do suggest giving him a call. His number is 562-596-7818. And, you know, everything done, in terms of discussing more detailed readings has to be done by phone. It's not, you know, you can't do anything via the website in that regard. So,
oh, right. I totally understand that, and I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for your time. It's a great program. You do a wonderful service for people, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
You too.
Thank you.
We wish the same for you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye. And now I will officially close the show. You know, I try to close it before we go off the air because, you know, once that hour marker hits where people can't hear us when they're listening on the website, of course, if they're on the phone, they can hear us. So I try to do that before our time elapses. But we appreciate all of our listeners. We're wishing you a very safe and happy New Year celebration and, of course, a wonderful year to come. We will see you next year on Monday. January 5th. Thank you so much and take care. Bye-bye.